Then the saints will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. There's a little poem that has these lines in the middle of it. God said, build a better world. And I said, how? The world is such a cold, dark place, and so complicated now. And I, so tired and useless. There's nothing I can do. But God, in all his wisdom, said, just build a better you. Now those lines, I suppose, strike a responsive chord. After all, God has placed us in a world that does seem to us so often cold and dark. The world today is becoming ever so much more complex year after year. And I think there is hardly a day in our lives when our spirit is not simply tormented by the feelings of uselessness and helplessness that overwhelm us. And so we say, what to do? And the answer, build a better you, from the poem, when it stands alone, is simply a pious but meaningless cliche. But unfortunately, I think many people in their dark moments are more than happy to settle for a pious cliche. We're more than willing to rally around this kind of statement. We feel rather comfortable repeating them because we have grown accustomed to quieting down our troubled souls with a quick fix. Sometimes we're rather eager to find the easy answer. And we learn simply to go along with a shallow vision of life. But when we do that, we close off our spirit at the deeper level at which the Word of God must enter into us in order to take root. And that is why the shallow little poem I quoted sounds so appealing. It is a very nice, shallow, pious cliche. We can take it, we can sentimentalize over it at a shallow level of our soul. I, so young and useless, there's nothing I can do, but God in all his wisdom said, just build a better you. End of poem. But unfortunately, that poem ends exactly where the gospel begins. Build a better you says absolutely nothing about what kind of you is better, about what we ought to do, and why we ought to do it. The quick fix, the easy answer, have no power to heal us, to make us whole. There is no easy way in which any one of us is able to find wholeness of life, or another word is holiness in life, authenticity, integrity. Rather, the person who is whole, the person who is becoming whole, who is getting it together, that person is the one who learns how to deal with the questions of life one at a time, in an ongoing kind of thing, day by day as they happen. As each event and each relationship comes and goes, in that way, the whole person learns how to deal with those events. As I'm sure you have recognized, in the last several years, our library shelves have been bulging with books in which practically every aspect of our society has been analyzed, dissected, studied, investigated, analyzed. There's one very good study published under the title The Rockefeller Report in Education. And it tells us that what most people want is not mere security in their lives, not mere creature comforts, not merely material possessions. Most people, this report reveals, that young and old people alike are searching above all for meaning in their lives. Young people and old people today, above all, are looking for meaning in their lives. They want some kind of a conviction that they are able to hold on to. They are looking for some kind of an objective that makes their lives worthwhile. They need a purposeful life goal, and somehow or another to find the direction in which to attain it. Now, the findings of this report are correct, because after all, isn't that why we are here this afternoon and every time we attend the Eucharist, or in any way enter into a relationship with our Lord? Isn't why we are here because we are looking for some kind of meaning in our lives? A means of achieving a purposeful life goal? Is there anyone here this afternoon who could in all honesty deny that in the deepest recess of your own spirit right now, there is always that gnawing question that comes and goes, but mainly persists. After I get where I'm going, where will I be? After I get where I'm going, where will I be? And that is why in the gospel lesson today, Jesus takes the imagery of light to describe the ultimate state of wholeness or fulfillment that the living God has prepared for us. Then the saints will shine like the sun in their Father's house. That's how Jesus ends the parable. We all agree, certainly, that at the stage of development that any one of us is at right now, we are not whole enough, we are not holy enough, we are not saintly enough, we are not energized enough in spirit to shine like the sun. And yet at the same time, we are commissioned by Jesus to give light to the darkness in the world right now. And we cannot hope to be able to give this kind of shining example to the followers of Jesus unless, first of all, we learn how to ask the right questions. And secondly, that we seek the answers from the right source for these questions. And thirdly, that we understand the message that we receive, that we little by little internalize and make incarnate, turn into flesh and blood in our lives, the answer we receive, the gospel message, the message of the good news, and allow it to become the blueprint for our lives. For most of us, it is this one, step number three, that makes it the most difficult to take. When we realize that to satisfy our deepest longing, we must do something. To take the good news and make it part of our life, it means that we must do something. That is the most difficult. It's a little bit like the young man who was out on his first date with a young girl that he loved very, very much. He was madly in love with her, and after a beautiful evening, they were walking home, and he wanted desperately to kiss her. But he was brought up in a very strict, religious kind of way at home, and so he hesitated, and he decided to pray. And in a loud voice beamed toward the heavens, he posed this question. He said, said, "Father, Father up above, should I kiss the girl I love?" And then up from the sky, there came this big, booming voice with the answer. "Sinner, sinner down below, pucker up and let her go." That's what I learned on retreat this week. As we grow older, we begin to understand that the gospel is good news. It is a welcome one. We find strength and comfort in the good news that God is our Father, that the Father's love for us is always there. It will never abandon us. We find security as we grow older, that the good news of the gospel means that our life is not absurd, that our life does have meaning, our life does have purpose. We are going somewhere with our life, and we are destined to thank God for eternal fulfillment. And we learn through the gospel that God's love for us means that he wants to share his divine love with us now. We hear this good news and it makes us feel good for the moment. There's hope for a little while. We're optimistic. But then Jesus says, it lasts for only a little while. Simply because it has no roots. We listen to the good news, but what do we do about it? We don't allow it to sink into the deep levels of our being. We don't take it as a blueprint for our lives. We don't listen to the full message that after all, we must die a little bit in order to live. God is saying in full effect, to understand the beautiful things I tell you that make your lives worthwhile, your relationship with me worthwhile, you've got to pucker up and let go. You've got to do something. And to understand that kind of life from the gospel, for which we have been created, we must learn how to experience love. You've got to learn how to love one another as I have loved you. That is what Jesus tells us in the gospel, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. At this very moment, as we are here at the altar, how many people can you think of who need you right now? How many people this weekend need your help? How many people during this coming week need your support in little ways and in big ways? How many people need your love this coming week in the kind of way that is going to take your strength and your work? Even though it might be painful, don't be afraid to talk to them. Don't be afraid to listen to them with understanding, with compassion. Don't be afraid to give them a little of the hope that you should have within yourself as light. Don't be afraid to love them. Sinner, sinner down below, pucker up and let her go.